BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone. You are listening to BTV News. On the afternoon of April 28th, in commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the liberation of the South and national reunification, Comrade Trần Cang, member of the Provincial Party Standing Committee and chairman of the Provincial Party Inspection Commission, visited and presented gifts to outstanding revolutionary contributor families in Vân Canh District. On this occasion, Colonel Võ Đức Nguyện, member of the Provincial Party Standing Committee and director of the Provincial Police Department, also visited and presented gifts to several outstanding policy beneficiary families in Phu My District. At each household visited, the officials warmly inquired about the health and living conditions of the policy beneficiary families and those who had rendered meritorious services to the revolution. They expressed deep gratitude for the immense sacrifices and contributions these families had made in the course of national liberation and reunification, and extended wishes for their health and happiness. The leaders also expressed hope that these families would continue to uphold the spirit of patriotism, adhere to the party's guidelines and the state policies and laws, actively participate in public movements and patriotic emulation campaigns, and contribute to building an increasingly prosperous and civilized Bình Định province. On the evening of April the 28th, at the Quy Nhơn City Moral Cemetery, the Bình Định Provincial Youth Union, in collaboration with the Provincial Young Entrepreneurs Association, held the candlelight tribute to mark the 50th anniversary of the liberation of the South and national reunification. More than 400 youth members, along with youth union officials and young entrepreneurs, lit candles and offered incense in memory of the nation's fallen heroes. At the same time, candlelight ceremonies were held at 150 cemetery and memorial sites across the province to honor the sacrifice to those who died for national independence and freedom. The Provincial People's Committee has issued a plan to implement the Prime Minister's Directive No. 10 on promoting the development of small and medium-sized enterprises across the province. Accordingly, the plan aims to promote the rapid and sustainable development of small and medium-sized enterprises with a focus on increasing their quantity, quality, scale, operational efficiency, and overall contribution to the provincial economy. The province is targeting the establishment of at least 4,000 additional small and medium-sized enterprises by 2030. To achieve this goal, the Provincial People's Committee has assigned relevant departments, agencies, and the People's Committees of districts, towns, and cities to coordinate in implementing specific tasks aimed at supporting and promoting the development of small and medium-sized enterprises across the province. Yesterday afternoon, the Steering Committee for the Elimination of Makeshift and Dilapidated Housing in Tuy Phước District held the conference to review the 2025 district-wide campaign encouraging public participation in improving housing conditions. As of now, a total of 114 homes belonging to revolutionary veterans, families of martyrs, low-income households, near-poor families, and recently lived out of poverty households have received funding support for construction or renovation. The total investment is 36.2 billion VND, with full disbursement reaching 100% of planned budget. In addition to state funding, the district mobilized additional resources to assist 62 disadvantaged families unable to contribute Caltrans funds, providing it with 50% of the provincial support level. This supplementary aid totaled 1,365 billion VND. Local steering committees, grassroots organizations, residents, and armed forces also contributed nearly 1,000 volunteer workdays, valued at over 255 million VND, to support the housing efforts for vulnerable households. Thanks to the efforts, Duifuc has essentially completed the campaign to eliminate makeshift and dilapidated homes a full month ahead of the provincial deadline. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. Goodbye and see you next time.